Hey, how's everybody doing out there today? Happy holidays to everybody. Ken, what's going on with you, buddy?
Nothing much. Same old thing.
Oh,
but we're getting ready to do our thing today.
We're gonna strike some fire to some stuff today, baby. Yes, we are. Yes, we are. I definitely want to extend out from a hustler spirit radio program to everyone listening out there. Happy holidays. Very safe holidays. This is a season here, man, where, you know, people do a lot of reflection, my friend.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're going to go out tonight and free Willie.
Yes, they will. But this is a time. This is a time in a point of the year that people sit back and they do a lot of reflecting. They do a lot of reflecting on what they have done. They do a lot of reflecting on what they haven't done. You know, you sit back, you looking at your finances, you're looking at what you can buy, and, you know, especially if you're dealing with this rhetoric of, you know, getting into this economy or, you know, however you, but my personal opinion of it is, you know what, man, it's about placing those things in a proper position and point earlier in the year, dedicating and sacrificing some things that, you know, is what I call, and I got this from Napoleon Hill, trapping some money. You know what I mean? And using that mindset to say, you know what? I'm going to trap so much percent of what I'm making, put that money away, but at the same time, trapping some money away for yourself. You know what I mean? It's nothing like treating yourself. I know Christmas is, for me, is majority of this stuff, man. I'm buying things for myself, things that I've, you know, put off or been too busy during the week and during the day on getting. Man, I'm going buying that stuff first. I'm gonna buy myself some toys. Yes, 45 years old and I'm still buying toys. I love them. I'm thinking about a train set. You know what I mean? I want one of them too. And I'm probably gonna treat myself to a nice short trip somewhere. So, what about yourself, man? What you think about getting into?
I really don't feel that same way about that day, about tomorrow. I mean, it's a good day of things for people giving. But I try to give all year long, you know, to the right causes and the right thing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Just don't get caught up on that just that one day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That is true.
I think my Christmas comes every day.
Well, you know what? I'm going to tell you something. If you look at it that way, man, if you look at your blessings every day, yeah, they do come every day. But I know, you know, even from experience and hearing people talk about it, man, some of these times right now can be the most depressing times for a lot of people if they do not have the proper insight or proper knowledge about what's going on. You know, my whole thing, and kind of getting back over in what we talked about within the last 2 weeks of the power of attraction, is allowing people to place certain things onto you or to be able to depict to you and tell you, well, maybe you couldn't give this season, so to say, if you want to go with that. But then use that one frame point to judge you for the whole, you know, if you want to say the time period for the year. So I see a lot of people, you know, you go to the barbershops and you get your hair cut, man, and you just see a lot of people in there with their faces down, all due to the fact of that they're letting other people's energy, other people's words, other people's things get on them and say, you know what, since you didn't give me that diamond and you didn't get me this or you didn't get me that or whatever it might be, man or woman, it's not necessarily, I'm saying, you know, a man getting that from a woman, but a woman getting that from a man too, that you have to step beyond that. You have to step beyond that philosophy and that thinking and make sure that you have confidence and give yourself those affirmations, man, that you know what? It's one day. So I do agree with you on that. It's one day. And most of the time, people are really don't have the proper meaning of that one day. But we have somebody in this studio today, baby, that I know, woo, he's going to put some spirit in some collard greens tomorrow. He's going to give us a slight little bit of insight about some history of Christmas, some truth. So we're looking forward to that. We'll have him later on in the show come on and do that. Now, I'm going to tell you something, man, in the course of my week getting prepared for this show. People ask me, you say, well, what's the name of your show, man? Well, it's called The Hustler Spirit. That's the name of the show. Well, what's the name of your website that's not finished yet? It's called ahustlerspirit.com. Now, I happen to Google search today the word hustler. Now, if I had to ask you, what would you, as far as your definition, let's say, you know, I'm putting you on the spot right now, your definition of a hustler. Let me hear your definition of a hustler, my friend.
My definition of a hustler is someone who gets it on all the time, 24/7. I mean, it just doesn't have to be in making something come to you, but dedicating yourself to every cause that you have and giving it 150% all the time.
Perfect.
All the time. And a lot of times you might expect something back, but just pick out the little things or something, and it'll become a big thing. It'll become a big cloud, and then you'll see the progress from your hustle. I mean, like yesterday, we were just talking about these gifts or something,
right?
Or somebody giving you something.
Right.
I felt like I got a great gift because I was about to go on the mall and buy a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And I drove all around the mall. It wasn't a parking space, so I drove back up to the front. And lo and behold, somebody came out, guy backed out this parking space and gave me a perfect gift.
Okay. Well, that's
a close spot to the door.
Okay. If you want to take that, I'll take that. Now, let me tell you what the dictionary definition of a hustler is. Now, that's perfect. That's dead on the money. But let's just see what this system that we're in says about a hustler. A hustler, a shrewd person who knows how to circumvent difficulty. Now, I would definitely agree with that. Person puts his mindset to it, he goes and gets it. Now, here's another definition. One who obtains money aggressively. Now, that's my kind of brother. You understand me what I'm saying? He's not going to be laid back with it. He's going to get that money aggressively. Now, the word shrewd, let me just take a look at that word, because it's used at the top of the definition. A shrewd person who knows how to circumvent, to overcome difficulty. Now, that sounds like to me, that should be an attribute of everybody. Getting over these difficulties, getting over these assumed difficulties, egos, the whole nine yards, getting over those and coming out on top. Now, shrewd, a astute, marked by hard-headed intelligence, a smart businessman, showing clever resourcefulness in practical matters. Artful, tricky, cunning, and streetwise. Now, I think in the time frames that we are in right now, I think all of those, every single one of those qualities could definitely be in every single person out here in the street. Now, the definition did not. Of course, there were some other definitions that I looked at that was not fitting as to what we would call our brethren or people that's out there hustling. Whether you're hustling car insurance, life insurance, whether you had a car wash, whether you had a restaurant, whether you had a catering company and you out selling hot tamales out the back of your car, man, you've got to know how to put it down. You got to have faith on what it is that you're doing. And you definitely have to be cunning out here today. You know what I mean?
You definitely have to be cunning, but you have to offer something good and pure as well. Because everybody who calls himself a hustler may not be a hustler. And I said something to you earlier this week about, you know, everybody greedy ain't always fat.
That's true. That's a good point. Right. That is a good point. Now, see, you know what, man? I'm gonna tell you something too, and I do want to get. I think what we need to do, I think what we as a collective people need to do, and that's everybody. That's not knocking down any type of race or situation, which, you know, I don't go into that, is that we need to be hustlers on this spiritual path of enlightenment. We need to be hustlers on this spiritual path to enlightenment. Because right now at this time frame, man, unless somebody else can come up here and tell me and anybody else walking that there's any other system better than getting to know thyself, to getting to know the trueness, the origin, the original, the you know, take away all, I mean, heat my ass up and take away all of the material that I don't want to give me my true nature. And I can't see not waking up every morning, getting up in the morning, first of all, having a gratitude, a most high gratitude for my soul. A most high gratitude for this time frame that I'm living in right now at this time, because to me, this is the best time of my life. That was a question posed to some people and you ask somebody, man, well, listen, well, how do you feel today? Or, lady, how do you feel today? You know, what would you say was the best time in your life? Me, I can tell you, is right now at this present time. Right now at this present time, I wouldn't take anything after it, before it, nothing. Right now. All we got is now, but I'm talking about, I ain't talking about, ooh, man,
I feel
when
the
I play.
Same way, because you know, at any given time, each and every day, every time is always better for me. Even though I might have a lot of difficulties, because I have the option to hustle and change everything around me.
Yes, yes, yes. And you have a, and see, the situation like that, what we do is we have a power of changing our reality as we speak now. It changes now. Where's our awareness? What do we want it to be? What do I want that shift to be? I mean, you can get somebody that's down and out. You can say, man, you know what, dude? You just had a lottery ticket for $50,000. Instantly changed. Just to the fact of, you know, the person think that they got the money. So we can do that on our own. We can condition ourselves on that own. But what it's going to take, dude, is going back to the pureness. It's going to go back and give me the untainted things. Give me the messages that I'm supposed to have that some people in the course of time have yanked from me, taken from me. Hey, you have gotten me off of my path. You got me off my path because if I'm one of those people that I'm not willing to look deeper, And not just take something because, you know what, Joe said it, Rabbi said it, preacher said it, but go deeper to understand, you know, understand myself. I just was blessed enough that I had people in my whole family with a high consciousness awareness. I mean, they're just highly consciousness. The whole family. That's not a coincidence. Ain't no way that's a coincidence. I mean, I got cousins coming in, dude, that I haven't even spoke to for years, and they're on the same path that I'm on. No more different. You know, we, it's stuff that we're, you know, of what we've seen over the years, the stuff that we've been involved in over the years, it can't help you but bring you into that. And I just think, you know, that's one of the most important things in this situation, and even in this time frame. People say, oh, man, you know, this is a depressing time for some people. It's depressing if you choose it to be.
Right. A lady brought up a good point to me. It was a bunch of things that happened to us, and it was kind of messed up, real negative stuff. And she was like, you know, you got to think about just what happened to you. Even though that's negative, it happened for a reason. And all that negativeness may bring you something real good that's coming your way, and you got to be able to feel it. You got to be able to see it, because I see it, and I looked and I thought about it, and I was like, she did right.
Well, she has the truth.
If you're trapping a lot of negative stuff around you, you have to find a way. You may not even be able to release it, but if you believe enough, it will release itself.
That was some active movement, but what she said was correct, because if you get into the hermetics and hermetic teachings, with any situation that comes to you, the answer comes with it. So if you look at something unfavorable, see, I don't necessarily use the word negative or positive or good or bad in that way unless we're talking about poles and polarity. But what I do like to say is that as a situation comes, so comes the favorable and unfavorable. So that's that's the duality part. If something comes to you, you've also got both of those. So once you have that awareness to it, guess what, man? That right there, that awareness right there can get you over the edge where most people fall into slavery due to circumstances, which you do never have to fall slavery in the circumstances. If you think about it, I mean, I'm seeing you do it over the course of years, and you've seen me do it. Some stuff will happen to us, we'll stop, we'll gather ourselves after the brunt, and then put together a plan to come out stronger. I think it's, and then when you get into the habit of that, it's that much more easier. You don't have to. I've got my cousin in the studio, and he's looking up some origin. So we're gonna have him here. You ready to get him fired up? And you guys are gonna be in for a treat. But and speaking about that, man, yes, she did speak the truth with that, and yet we've seen that. Ken, and where we've practiced that, we have stuff that people look at us and say, well, what are y'all going to do? And what, man? And you tell me, it is not a blink. You get to moving on it. We just don't sit around the corner with our feet up in the air and let's think about our next move that we're going to do, or how we're going to fix this situation, or how we're going to fix these circumstances. We get in them and we move. We have been. And that's what keeps us, you know, it keeps us going, but it also keeps us where we're in a constant learning mode. realizing, you know what, man? Those are just rhythmic swings. And we're going to talk a little bit more about that, too. Now, I do want to make a statement that's very, very important to me. Because right now, we're going to be talking about some money. We're going to be talking about getting some money. We're going to be talking about some finances. We're going to be talking about how to bring this spirituality into form to get you this money. And I can only, you know, everything that I'm saying to you and everything that I'm saying to anybody out there listening and people that know me, they know that I am not. And people that know you, we are not going to speak about nothing that we have not experienced ourselves. I can bring a new word up that people look at and say, well, what do you mean when you talk about testifying? Man, let me tell you something. I testify with my soul on this. And that's all I got. I ain't got nothing else. I don't have anything else. I don't care how much money I got stored up. I don't care how many cars I got. I don't care what I'm capable of doing. I have nothing else other than my soul. Nothing else. Absolutely nothing. So I'm staking it all. I'm staking it all coming on this radio. I know we talked about that all the time. I'm staking it all because my situation is I want to be a part of the dynamic exchange. I made a promise. I made a vow, and I made an oath to the universe that I would do this, and I'm going to do it. Now, here's a statement that I want to make, and this is just a statement that I want to read. When we realize the existence of spirit within our beings, so will we rise in the spiritual scale of life. That statement is very powerful. I came up with that, wrote it down. I'm not sure. I don't know. It must have been the middle of the night. Got up and just started thinking about it. And the other note that I had took was people have become animals just like in a herd. Just following the next in front, not thinking, what if I break away? You know, and doing that is that mental mindset of not being flexible. And getting back to that first statement is that just having the awareness of the existence of spirit does wonders for anybody speaking. I don't care if you have seen a phenomenon. I don't care if you've experienced a loss or a loved one that has passed on. I don't care if you've got intuition. I don't care if you have been able to see energy sources. And I don't care if you've been able to hear voices coming from the non-local. The non-local meaning not on this earthly plane. Well, I could testify to all of them. And you know what I mean? Every single one of them. Had some situations happen 3-4 weeks ago with me, and I had a ascended master that was non-local call my name, a very stern voice, very powerful voice, not scary, but stern. Hadn't heard that voice in a while. And basically didn't quite ask the right question of clarity for him calling me, and that's something that I should have done. I started looking around, you know, like to say what is coming or what's your message, but instead of using that word I need or that statement of I need clarity of why you're speaking to me, probably would have possibly saved me a brunt of some things too. I know some people out there have experienced that, some people haven't, but this is basically, you know, what this show is about, the metaphysics. Now, Ken, how about yourself? Have you ever experienced anything like that?
I've experienced a lot of times, a lot of things that happen in your life. But one thing, one key thing that I'm going to tell everybody and what they have to do, when you feel something and you know that it's in your gut, get up and move. Get up and do something about it. Make an action. Even if you don't even quite know, understand what it is that's bothering you. Get up and make a move. Move around. Keep it moving.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. And that's something that we have to do. The universe is constantly being made. It is not made, so to say. It is constantly evolving. And I'm going to tell you, too, a lot of people ask me, well, Jim, you know, what does metaphysics mean? So I'm going to tell you right out the gate what it means. The word is said to be a noun, meaning over or beyond or after the natural. It is a philosophy that tries to understand the fundamental nature of reality, whether visible or invisible. Okay, I could digest that definition. I've got my cuz here about to light it up. I know you're going to light it up with some the father of metaphysics. So we're going to definitely have him on probably within the next 5 to 10 minutes. We're going to have him on for a little couple little questions by me. The next definition that I came up with was the branch of philosophy which studies the fundamental principles intended to describe or explain all that is and which are not themselves explained. That one, maybe a little bit better than the first. But this last one kind of hit me, and I said, you know what, this feels comfortable to me. The term meta means above, and physics refers to the Latin word physical. In as far as therefore, metaphysical means above or beyond what is physical, a branch of philosophy that investigates reality, existences, and, existence and knowledge from a mystical point of view. Very, very important to me that I clean that up and clear that up. Because, you know, I see so many dictionary meanings to it, still haven't got that one that really just hits me deep in my gut. You know what I mean? But this last one seems to be pretty good. And I'm going to go with that. Now, you heard me talk to you over the past about hearing certain voices or hearing my name being called or getting my attention. That has happened through a large course of my life, and I'm very proud that I'm very happy that I have opened myself, or I'm open enough that I'm able to hear that from spiritual guides, from ascended masters, or from angels. And that is called clairaudience, the ability to hear voices and sounds that are not of the physical world or that are non-local. And then clairvoyance is the ability to see spirits, events, images that are non-local. And I have been able to do that too. I am blessed from that also. I do call myself a Gnostic. So people say, well, what is that, Jim? It comes from the Greek term gnosis, which means knowledge. Gnostics believe there were higher and hidden truths behind traditional religions, behind traditional religious teachings, and these hidden truths were the passages to enlightenment. So, you know, I really don't, you know, a person say, well, what are you? What are you practicing? Man, I'm just being spiritual. You know, I think that's a term that I can feel that I'm looking for it to be politically correct, but it's just what I am. I feel that in my spiritual awareness, I'm not limiting myself to say that I'm a Baptist. I'm not limiting myself to say that I'm Jewish. I'm not limiting myself to say that I'm Muslim. I am all. And I don't see anything definitely wrong with that. And the last term that I definitely want to put out there to people, you may hear me speak of the word synchronicity. Now, is this definition term, or this term being defined in this dictionary, says that this term was coined by a Dr. Carl Jung, which alludes to a belief that there are no accidents, all events are connected. And I am a firm believer in that. I said before, Hermetic law and Hermetic teachings tell you there is no such thing as a coincidence or chance. If a person says that, it is just that they have not recognized a law behind what happened. So with that, you know, I definitely wanted to give a couple technical terms today. Definitely want to do that. Did you finish all your shopping today, Big Daddy? Did you finish all of it today?
I did it all in one small bite. I got one big bag.
One big bag.
I got some simple things.
Yeah.
Real simple things.
Okay, okay, okay.
I got some cookies. I got something to drink.
Right. I feel you, man. I feel you. I tell you.
And I'm going to try to free Willie later on. And maybe tomorrow I might get breakfast in bed.
Oh, now that's what we're talking about there, Big Daddy. Now, all right, man. Sounds like a good Christmas present to me. We got some milk and cookies. That's what we're talking about, man. Go ahead and get your milk and cookies.
I want to ask you, are you going to get your big piece of chicken?
Big Daddy, I'm going to get some chicken. I don't know if I'm going to get some chicken or not tonight, Big Daddy. I ain't going to tell you. No. We ain't going to eat no chitlins, man. We're not going to eat no chitlins. I'll tell you something else, too, man, that I definitely wanted to touch today. And I've seen it so much. You know what? A little glimpse of the news. They were talking about, and I'm not sure I'm getting this right or not. China or Japan has noticed an increase in shoplifting from their elders. So elderly people are going into these stores now, stealing more.
That's their lower nature.
And without doubt, my cousin was saying it, that's their lower nature. But here's the situation with that. Here's the situation with that. They also said that the authorities, and I'm not sure whether it's China, whether it's Japan or China, I just caught it, I know it was somewhere over towards that area. And it's going to be on the news later today because they had it on the news. They had some hidden cameras and they were showing that. But basically, the authorities, some of them, most of them are not even prosecuted, man. You know, they're not even prosecuting the people. You know what I mean? They just, because the people, I guess they're feeling that, you know, we have to take because we can't, you know, we're not going to be able to eat. So one of the points that I definitely had thought about, gave quite a bit of thought to, was the fact of that a lot of times when a person is necessarily not close to that spiritual awakening, people seem to not to care about the cause and effect principles, the laws of action, reaction, or action and repulsion. They seem to not care about how they're treating themselves. They seem to not care about what's coming. A lot of scriptures or scrolls might say, use the word gate. Gate meaning your mouth, that you're not caring about what comes out of your mouth. I see a lot of brothers on the street. I see a lot of people on the street. I mean, you know, they're, you know, God bless them. They're doing what they're doing. But at the same time, they're compiling up certain energies by what's coming out their mouths. They're compiling up certain energies about what their awakening state, their mental state is during the day, and not being conscious of it, and then not caring, being lawful of it, being lazy of it. I've seen just in people that I've talked to and people that go back, they're not even conscious about and can't figure out why they can't sleep at night. And what they're going to bed, you know what I mean, what they're going to bed with on their mind, and realizing that all of that energy combined. See, it's one thing, man, and I'm going to let you say what you're going to say, but it's one thing to go out here and say a dude is doing what he do. And you're doing what you do, you want to kind of grasp as much understanding about these laws that if you're doing what you do, what you're doing is compiling energy. Now, if you're not trying to compile, let's say, dirt upon onto dirt, if you want to use those terms, and people out there know exactly what I'm talking about, then you want to watch all of the elements that you're doing from the outskirts of what you're doing in your deepest of what you're doing. So if you do what you do, then you need to cleanse yourself from certain actions or transcend certain actions or energies to lessen their blows. And that's a whole other realm of things, too, because there's things that you can do. You don't have to take the brunt of your karma. Not to say anything is, because I don't believe in bad or good karma. It's just karma, which is a lying factor on to cause and effect, a lying factor on principles of the law of action and reaction, or action and repulsion. It's just that people are not aware. You've got wives not aware of what they're saying to their kids, not aware of what they're saying to their husbands. Husbands not aware of what they're saying to the kids, and husbands not aware of what they're saying to their wives. And you can't figure out, and people can't, you know, seem to grasp the point about what are you talking about the majority of your day? Because if you are flying on the wall and you can hear someone talking, I mean, you know, what are you getting from just, if you could just get in the corner and listen to conversation after conversation after conversation, man, the majority of the conversation that you hear are dead conversations. I mean, just complete dead.
I think they're dead, and in a way, in a sense, in a true sense, a lot of people are very fearful. I mean, they're fearful of, like, the outcome of their own circumstances.
Well, yeah, I can understand that point, too. They're fearful of the outcome, but what they lose, but, hold on with that thought, what they lose is the fact that they can control the outcome. You understand me what I'm saying? Stop being the effect of something and be the cause of something. So that's exactly, you know, what, and that fear of man breeds ignorance. I can't see it breeding anything other
but
than
a lot of people can't even visualize of, you know, transcending into something different. You know, like a lot of people will be like, well, if they just met you or say, well, I like that guy right there because I like what he is.
Right.
They never even think about what you can become or what you, if you can become even greater. And each and every day, we do that in a natural sense. We always try to become something greater than we were yesterday. And we live it on a day by day basis. A lot of times I don't think about yesterday. I think about today, and I'm always thinking about tomorrow, how I can make it a little better. But in that same instance, I'm trying to live today like it was my last.
Well, you're trying to put it on, because that's exactly what we have to do. We lose. I mean, it's just like taking a road trip, and you are sitting, looking down the road and not enjoying every bump of the road or the sight, the road, and the trip goes by, and you're like, man, well, you know, what happened? You didn't enjoy any of it. But, I mean, I see that with people. And I just definitely, especially around times like this, as far as the holiday times. I'm not talking about economy-wise, because economy, the same things that they're showing you on TV, if you're looking at that propaganda and you're looking at that stuff, they're showing you these things because it sells. It's good for ratings. People are drawn to that negative energy. But there's businesses, and I say it again, that are booming. There are ideas that are coming up for new businesses every moment because, once again, these laws that you hear us talk about, you hear me talk about, these are scientific laws. You put in numbers, you're going to get out numbers. You take a two-ton truck and drop it 50 feet. Certain things being the same, that truck is going to descend at a rate that is not going to change. Gravitational pull, temperature, I mean, you know, you go through the whole way, you got all those things the same, you're going to get the same rate. Well, the same thing about any of this, man. If I sit there and say, listen, what is it going to take me to get 6 figures in 6 months? And I come down with the plan. I come down with the master plan. Come down with it. All I've got to do is follow that plan if that plan is a proper, you know, usage towards me getting a six-figure income or a six-figure number that I'm looking for. All I got to do is do it. Now, what happens with people? They get off the plan. What happens? You get five or six people together and say you need to do something. What happens? Get off the plan. When you get off the plan, there's a failure. Any botch and anything that you ever seen on TV, any news, anything that we've ever known from in these streets, man, if it's a botch, if there's a situation with that, it's because somebody got off of the plan. Somebody got off of the plan. And here's the deal. If you get on your spiritual plan, you get on that plan. And what's so sweet about it is that universe gives you everything you need once you create awareness to it, that you are trying to unfold your spirituality. I mean, I've seen it in everything else, whether it's material things that we wanted in life, whether it's things that we put our desires out there. Universe gives you everything you need. And in even getting back, talking about the people in China or Japan, once again, I'm not sure exactly which one that was, is that you deface, in my opinion, you deface universe by taking even a pencil, because that sends a signal to universe that you do not have faith in it to produce what you need. I'm not saying it's supposed to fall on your plate, man. No more different than God isn't supposed to come into your life and solve all your problems. We asked this for this scenario, for this virtual playing field that we're on. We asked infinite intelligence to give us this so we could create. This is why, and you know, even getting a little bit off the subject a little bit, this is why prayers is not answered, because we are looking for something else to answer those prayers other than ourselves. We're looking for something else to come to us. We get in a corner somewhere and we lose the fight. We get in a corner somewhere and we're out of balance. We lose the intensity. We lose the flame. And then not only that, you transmit a man that loses his spiritual flame, he's losing his flame with his wife. He's losing his flame with his kids. He's losing his flame with the finances. All of that, man.
But I have certain things that can amp me up, that I have my own personal little igniter, or that little flame, that ether.
Yeah, right. You got your thermostat. Yes.
I have something that I can do that gas me up every time, that'll charge me. And it may not be to your liking, it might not be.
It's not right, that's right.
I try to keep a lot of it to myself when I'm doing that, and I just like to let someone see the effect of what I just did.
Perfect.
And you don't all the time I'm saying, or you're saying, you don't always have to let someone know, and you don't always have to take from someone to gain, or cheat anyone, or beat anyone, or do anything devilish to someone. Not per se devilish, but harmful to someone else, when you know you could have did something else that could have gave you the same effect.
Right, or just even been a higher benefit. Well, that's one of the things as far as what I have studied and one of my highest beliefs. This is an open plane to do whatever you want to do. Just don't stop or hinder anybody else's path to their spirituality. And that means a lot, because what that means is not to deceive them, not to lie to them. You know what I mean? Not to purposely take them off due to jealousy, ego, or whatever the situation is that can hinder another person. But I tell you something. There's so many people out there, man, that they wake up in the morning with one thing on their mind: how they can screw up somebody else's day. Now that person, that's a dangerous person. Man.
I have honestly right now, with all these hard times that's going on, I have a lot of people around me exactly like that. I mean, that will purposely do things and say things just to throw you off course.
Well,
take you away from your path. But how do you
mean how do I handle that?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna tell you how I handle it, man. I am deep into Hermetic teachings. And Hermetic teachings, it basically, now if everybody out there can picture a telephone pole, picture a pole from the beginning, the top of the pole down to the bottom of the pole. Now let's say we'll use that pole, and let's say we'll call it the financial pole. On the lower level of that pole is poverty. On the upper level of that pole is prosperity. Now picture facing the pole, and picture, you see those old clocks that had the pendulums moving right to left? You know what I'm talking about, back in the day? Well, they still got them now, the antiques, still make them. Well, picture that pendulum moving, and picture that pendulum being, and let's say we call that seasons or rhythms. Let's say we call it that. We call it seasons. So in our climb up the prosperity pole, and we're up there, as we're going up there, we have seasonal changes of prosperity. So basically, we could call it frequency, vibrations, rhythms. I think rhythms would probably be a better term for that. Now, what Hermetics is saying is, you have the ability to disengage and engage as that pendulum is traveling up that prosperity pole. Get above, back to metaphysics, get above that pendulum. So let's say something is favorable for you and you want to fully engage in it. Say it's a lot of money involved, a lot of situations, a lot of dedication, a lot of work. Okay, get in, get all the way in. Now, let's say you see tides are changing. Okay, now Hermetics is saying jump above the pendulum, and then you can decide, without having the movement of the pendulum affect you, you can look at it while it's still moving. Now, basically what it's saying is consciousness has risen higher than that pendulum pole. That allows you to still be in touch with your money, still be in touch with your prosperity, still be in touch with all of that, but yet not have that pendulum affect you in a way that it's going to knock your socks off. So when you look at that in that way, that's a very important way. And then when you want to fully engage into it, what you can do is back in, get fully into it, and then you can let that pendulum work with you and you work with it. But basically, that's what you can do, whether it's with people that you work with, whether it's people, family members. Getting back to the buddy of mine that actually called up, and he said, well, how do you engage and how do you not engage? You know, well, tell me if I was a novice and those type of things. Very, very important. Well, when you study Hermetics and you get into those teachings, and very, very important, but basically that is one aspect of that is basically you just watch that pendulum swing. Now you can imply that with any business, any hustle. I don't care what it is. See, and then if you're still moving upwards, man. Your money is still making money, but at the same time, it's what some people call out there pulling back, but looking. You know what I mean? I'm pulling back, but I'm looking. I might not want to jump in right now. I might want to sit down and let me just see how the waters are. Let me see how to. But that's basically how that goes. So what we're able to do is jump above that, man, and take a look at it. Now that is what we're talking about, not being enslaved to the rhythmic changes, the seasonal changes. Everything is opti-season. We're opti-season. We have our high season, we have our harvest season, and we got our season, man, but we don't, you know, things aren't being produced as much. So everybody, every human, every soul becoming or going through a human experience is, you know, can feel those seasonal changes. How many times we can feel these changes in the air, those vibrational fields in the air, man, like, oh, no, something ain't right. Let me back up. Let me slow it down. Let me stop. Let me quicken it up. You know, you got to be in tune with that. See, so when we come out and we say, you know, a hustler spirit, we mean that to a total extent, because let me tell you something, man, even dealing with it, and I'll back it up and not having no negative connotation on nobody out here hustling. What that is about, to me, that is the purest of a soul working in conditions that are out there that are most of the time not favorable for that individual. That is a person, if he's of halfway knowledge, he is closer spiritual than any one of these people out here going to a 9-to-5. Any one of them. I don't care who you can put down in line. You get you some of them pure. I'm talking about you go to New York and them dudes hustling clothes. You go to New York or Chicago and them dudes hustling watches. They hustling cars. They hustling movies, CDs, books. I don't care whatever it might be. When they're doing stuff like that, man, I got my cousin over here tripping. When you're doing stuff like that, you are putting yourself, you're not getting up in the morning knowing, well, I'm going to make $7.50 an hour and I got 8 hours of work today. You getting up in the morning knowing, look, man, what I did yesterday is yesterday. What I got going on today, I got to put it to the wood today. I can't play around today. You ain't going to let nobody get in your way. You ain't going to hear no rhetoric from no woman. You ain't going to hear none from no man. You're not going to hear none from no peers. You ain't going to hear none of that. It's about your business. And this is the situation, even going on a spiritual level, man, if we get amped up just that far, just that hard, just that, in that essence of being amped up to say, look, man, look, I come from the infinite. So all these little finite things you want to put on me, that's not happening, dude. Let's get out here and go get it. Let's activate some God. And not only let's activate some God, let's go get some God in that money. Now that right there, that ain't a boost. For some folk walking around here, I don't know what can be. Because it's not a time in the day I don't wake up thinking about some cheese. And I do mean some cheese, son. Because the more I get that cheese, the closer I'm going to get to God. Well, you people say, well, Jim, well, what do you mean by that, man? I might mean exactly that. I need God to go to the Caribbean. And that God is that cheese. And let me go get it. Because I'm going. You
that's
feel me what I'm saying?
That
baby, this shit. It's already opening up right now. I'm about to, Big Daddy, man, please tell me. I got my coffee right now. I'm just getting started, man. Look here. So, we're about to bring my cousin on. And, been talking with him, been studying with him. My man is deeply down into the history of some of these things, man. So I want to welcome Tim on today. Tim, what's going on with you, buddy? What's
peace
going
and love,
on with you?
Everybody, peace and love, everybody.
All right.
Welcome to the new info. My cuz putting out here, big cuz, big kid, old school cats putting it down. Okay,
yeah.
What they're saying is this hustler spirit is exactly what it is. Is what it is. Is dealing with it now. It's just a modern term of dealing with the ancient spirit. Okay, what we're talking about today, we're dealing with the trees of life. That's what we're dealing with, the Christmas tree, getting to that star, reaching to the spirit. You know, when you're learning more about the spiritual realm and how to be a hustler in the modern day, it will provide you growth, money, whatever, you know, whatever it may be. But overall, going back to the origin of things, dealing with certain trees like the Kabbalah and Judaism, the Shiatra and Hinduism, the ancient and foremost oldest, the Kemetian tree. This tree deals with becoming Christ-like, Christmas, spiritual birth,
okay.
Birth of God, to become enlightened, in tune. And with this wisdom, you can apply it to everything in life, but all due respect to the ancient knowledge will bring far most to the new knowledge, which we can also say is a hustler spirit.
Okay, all right, appreciate it. Now I got one question to ask you. How long have you been studying, my friend?
It's been an off and on thing, probably almost, I'd say, back in the 80s. I mean, we had rappers back in the day, you know, old school rappers putting down hip-hop, putting down real knowledge.
Right.
You know, I could still say we got quite a few modern-day hip-hoppers out here. They know about the knowledge, but they needed more of it brought to them, you know. And that is, you know, hey, we all connected to YouTube. We all connected to MySpace. Okay, we got knowledge. I mean, we got movies out here, you know, that they act in. I mean, movies, these ancient principles that we talk about today, okay, they could apply to the new hustler spirit. I mean, you know, you have books, ancient writings dealing with the comedians, like Dr. Mu'atta Ashby. You have some people getting to catch like Bobby Hemming, Valentine. A lot of metaphysical things. You have a modern day movie today called Expelled. I think that's a far most movie people should check out and look into. This movie is actually letting you as a person to visualize yourself as doing your own research, knowing thyself. That's an ancient comedian term, what they call the summa bonum by the Greeks. And it's knowing thyself. You got to know yourself before you can get out here and preach to anybody else. And the main thing is about everyone's life, we're in eternal life. We're trying to move to this world of eternity. And by applying this wisdom, everything falls into place. Everything is one and the same, dealing with the now, not with the past and the future, dealing with now, what you need to do, not what you want to do, but what you need to do. You know, going to the store, being a hustler, getting them books, being a hustler, getting them videos. You know, everything that's going to provide you [S2] Right. [S1] To the eternal world. What you need to do is basically open up your mind. And, you know, I think we can spread love by being open-minded to all information. Not that you have to agree with it, but just open your mind.
I think that is a perfect statement in just saying having a mindset that is open. That right there is just a awareness shift by itself. I mean, that right there. Now, what is the best sites for people to actually get on, you know, to find this information out? What would you now read back the authors that you have researched and maybe some sites that they can go on and allow people to write these sites down?
Well, basically, I'm going to go along with some movies. Everybody can look on the Internet today, YouTube or whatever. They have Zeitgeist. That's putting out current-day, modern-day information. You have Zeitgeist 1, 2, 3, and 4. Those are excellent sites to check into. I mean, you can check, basically, when you open up a lot of these books to a lot of these authors, just look at their bibliography. Their bibliography can basically tell you where they got their information from, too.
Okay.
You know, open your mind to all. I mean, be that hustler. Make that move. You know, keep moving because the spirit is eternal. It's constantly moving. Okay? You got to open the mind. Got to open the mind. I mean, you have, books, you can check out Gerald Massey. A lot of his stuff is on the line. You have Albert Church Ward. You have a lot of Buddhist, Judas authors and whatnot. But far most and most of all, I think, is to respect the first original truth that was put down and to be respected. Main thing in life is to seek the truth. And by you having an open mind, it can help you get into the truth. Like the movie Expel I just mentioned is a very powerful movie. I mean, it's a documentary.
Okay.
And it's basically taking sides of some of the scientists, some of the people that's dealing with intelligent design, but you can only say too much about that or you'd be closed out of business. You know, the hustle might stop, you know what I'm saying? But you still can keep on moving if you got that open mind, you know?
Applying
these ancient principles down to the Kabbalah, Chianti, or whatever you want to call it, Christmas tree, whatnot.
Right.
But you also want to try to figure out where did the distortion come from. You want to try to overcome that, you know, and get into the truth, basically.
Right.
So basically, expand your mind, be a hustler to the information of books, video,
or
whatnot, because once you have this divine ancient wisdom, it will apply to modern-day wisdom.
Anything, that's right. Anything out here, man, once you have that, and having that open mindset, you know, that is very, very important, man. That is very important. And, I mean, that statement right there, so I know right off the gate, we're going to have definitely going to have you back, and definitely going to have you definitely.
Oh,
definitely going we're going to have you come back, because I do want to, you, I think, can give me the definition or the person that is the father, I don't know why this is coming to me right now, the father of hermetics, or either the first father of metaphysics. So I'm gonna put something out there for you. I know it's on the top of your head, but if you can come on back with that, you need to come on back with that so we can, oh, you got that?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay, let me hear.
You want to know about some of the first fathers of metaphysics? Let's go far back in 6500 BCE during the ancient Egyptians, the Ethiopians, the people of Zaire, the Congo people. You want to check those ancient fathers such as Murray Kara. You can Google them. All information that I'm telling you online, Google it. Check the pyramid text. Check the wisdom text. Check the coffin text. All this information will lead you to the truth and bring you to a modern-day understanding, which is the hustler spirit.
All right, my man, that's what I want to talk about, baby. That's what I want to talk about. Now, I got a scenario here, man, that's very, very important to me. And I've seen a couple people within the last week, and they pulled me to the side, kind of mentioned a little something to me about some things, and I'm not going to get into any names. But what would you say sometimes when a person possibly might become imbalanced spiritual-wise? What I mean by that is that his feminine side, that's man or woman, that's not a gender, so to say, that the receiving side is more powerful than the exertion side, which is the male side. Mean by that, and I'll go in a little bit deeper definition or deeper statement about that, is when we are cautious about reacting to certain things, meaning we allowing people's or a person's energy to be stronger than ours. Because basically out here, we have came to realize that it is a battle of energy. I mean, if you no matter what scale you look at, whether it's an atom, particle matter, whether you're looking at quantum physics, it is a complete combat, a battle of matter. Stronger matter will overtake weaker matter. Stronger laws will overtake weaker laws. And that's basically, the hermetics are basically teaching us that to overcome these circumstances in life today, is when we use higher laws to deal with these lower laws. So that's the name of the game. And it's not that we're trying to avoid the laws, excuse me, or trying to change the laws, because we can't do that. But we can use higher to prevail over lower. But even at the same time, even with myself, I've had to question certain reactions to some things because, you know, dude, I'm going to let it go. Dude, I'm going to forgive. Dude, I'm just going. And it gets to a point where, man, it look like it ain't stopping. You know what I'm saying?
And it's just like my little boy say, because he's a perfect example of just what you said. He knows when to let his balls hang. And he will let it go. But he knows how to use his heart and his mind to guide him spiritually to get above all the bullshit. If you look at a child, You can learn so much because, I mean, his manipulation level is greater than probably all three of us sitting in this room, mm-hmm. And he knows how to use it. He knows how to use it. He can manipulate shit. I don't even understand how he does it.
Right.
And I'm sitting here, I'm watching, and I'm like, he was sitting here just for a cause for me to I know for a fact, to go to a higher level than I'm ever going to ever could have imagined going without him being around me.
Right, right.
I mean, he asked certain things that I've never
shocking.
Seen a 2-year-old
shocking,
ask.
Isn't it? Yeah.
And I just like your daughter, I've seen her and I look at her and I'm like,
well, that's an old soul. You know what I mean?
It's fucking amazing.
Oh yeah.
And you can learn so much, but you have to know when to let your balls hang and when to let it go.
That's right.
And fuck.
Yes. I am definitely with you on that one, man. I'm definitely with you on that one because of not only that, is that we have to realize that there's certain situations, man, we have to emulate nature. We have to emulate universe. I sit back and I look, I've got a pit child, and homie is a blessing. I asked universe for the meanest thing that I could possibly lay my hands on. I put that request, that desire came. That desire went out there and it came back. Let me tell you something, man. I look at him, the most loving dog that probably I have ever had. Can't stop putting his head on you, body on you, but let me tell you something, man. Slip up and come in that house, and that cage ain't locked. He's not going to give you a second opportunity to, he's not going to come to you and say, look, homie, I know you didn't know, man, I was out the cage. I'm just going to get in the cage, and I'm going to sit down, man, and I'm going to let you walk on out the door, and we just going to handle it after that. But I'm just not, no. Homie going to tell you, you should have known I was in here. And not only he going to look at you and give you that, he's not going to stop until you ain't moving. And I have to look at that and put that placement in my life also. Right now, at this point of all these things that are going on in this society, with all the type of people that we have out here and all the scenarios that people think that they can get these things off, we've got to get down to the truest part of it, dude. Ain't no more second chance. Ain't no more third chances. We're not giving nobody no more fourth chances. In life itself, you're more respected. You should have known these laws. Let me say this to you, man. Universe doesn't say to you, oh, we're going to give you a break this time. You take your ass out there in that water and can't swim. It's not going to give you no break. Talking about, man, here, we just push you to the tide. We just push you to shore. It's not going to do that. You can't swim, you're going to drown. That's the bottom line. Well, the bottom line of it is, to stop these things and these people willing this energy onto you, we have to come and become above that level of thinking, that level of energy, and put it down. We're going to be more respected. We'll find that our finances are much higher. We'll feel that things will come to us in an ease rate. I think that we'll be much better off. But I definitely want to make that point. That's something, I know we're running out of time, but we're definitely going to get into that in the whole scenario. And everybody out there listening, if you got any questions, we're looking forward to you guys to call in. But it's, when do you recognize that you have become spiritually imbalanced? You know what I mean? Because, see, we'll get into those polls, those gender polls. Those are very, very important. You know what I mean? Because you got to have a balance of both. For you to be psychic, you got to make sure that your feminine and your masculine energies are balanced off. Too much of one thing can cut those things off. And that, a lot of times, we sense that in people that we meet. You know, you might be too soft on one end. You might be too aggressive on something. Those balances are very crucial when you're out here dealing with non-locality, when you're dealing with spiritual essence, when you're dealing with not just so much of knowledge, but the ability to obtain knowledge with a clarity. That's the most important. And you got to, you know, it's a lot of times you got a man that's really taking the place of a woman and a woman taking the place of a man with those energies, and that stuff does not match and it doesn't mate well. But then you have people fighting themselves saying, why didn't I just knock that guy in the mouth? Or why didn't I just tell this man off? Or why didn't I just tell her what's on my mind? And if you don't do that, if you don't do those things, what you become is you become stifled. You know what I mean? And then becoming stifled, now you're becoming regretful. You know, and then now you're becoming angry. You know what I mean?
But I feel like a lot of times it's not being stifled. You, a lot of times, you know, some certain things you can react to, and you may have made your move too soon. You know, and I'm just saying, like, just of knowledgeable, because when somebody is supposed to get it, you're supposed to give it to them.
My man.
But all the time, don't let him know where you're coming from.
It's called secrets.
It's always knowing when to put it out and knowing when to keep it in. And if you can get that balance, get it on.
That's right. That's right. Listen, this is what we want to finish with. I got a little advertisement for some great people that have helped us out and the people that would definitely be on this show. One of them is, I had a Akashic reading class with this gentleman. His name is Greg White. He is a Reiki master and a matrix practitioner. His email address is gregwhite255@gmail.com. That's gregwhite255@gmail.com. Wonderful person. He's into energy transforming. He'll sit there. I mean, I've actually had it done to me. I've actually seen him do some things right in front of me. If you ever can pick up a book, I think it's called Crystal Miracles or The Miracles of Water. where people can actually project energy into that water and change the taste. He has a partner with him. She is a psychic intuitive. Her name is Judy Higdon. She is also into the energy matrix, and she is a healer. And I have a phone number if anybody wants to set up appointment with her. She's a psychic. Now, Greg was telling me she's a lady that does not hold back. But what she sees, she gives it to you as a whole. 757-679-3113. Again, 757-679-3113. I want to extend happy holidays to everybody out there listening. Ken, happy holidays to you and your family. Cuz Tim, we look forward to you coming back. All right, baby. I know you're going to help us out. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, man. So we will leave you guys, and we do hope that universe gives you all of your desires. We do hope that universe looks out for you. We hope that you reach out to your ascended masters, to your spiritual guides, and ask them for help when it's needed. And please, always, always, always tell the person that you love them. Excuse me. Tell the person that is with you, that you have feelings for, tell them that you love them today. Do that. Tell them that you love them today. All we have is today.
I love you, brother. I love you, everybody.
All right. Wish all you guys a happy holiday. Talk to you soon.
Going free, Willie.